Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's the
Jack
great.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
It's any better than Nat King Cole. I don't know who it is. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're live on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everybody. Andrew Sherman is our guest. Andrew, on a day like today, I'm working. You're working, but we don't have to. Wouldn't have to. I could do a replay. You couldn't have said no. but there are people out there who are doing some pretty special things on our behalf. And I'd like to include in that list the emergency responders, our men and women in the police forces, the firefighters, the emergency personnel, the nurses in the hospitals, all the people in the hospitals who are taking care of people who come in today, but especially our men and women in military uniforms standing a post around the world. And I know you have some thoughts about that.
Yeah, I do. I just want to take this segment. I've been meaning to do this for a couple of years since we've been doing it on Christmas, but I want to take this segment to first wish our good friends and neighbors, the Tar Buttons, a Merry Christmas. I know they're celebrating. Their son, Daniel, has been serving in the Marines. He flies the helicopters. He actually flew President Bush's helicopter for several years. And I want to tell you a quick story that I think you're going to enjoy. Another friend of mine who's a retired Marine, Dan Caporel, began a foundation recently called Hire Our Heroes, encouraging small businesses, larger businesses to hire veterans, and they provide veteran training programs. I recently introduced Dan Tarbutton and Dan Caporel together, and on Thanksgiving Day, I was sitting outside before dinner and having a cigar. And Colonel Dan Tarbutton walks across the street and he says, "Hey, I just want to thank you for introducing me to your buddy Dan Caporel. I just want you to know that 300 Marines just got training on how to build their resume and how to get on LinkedIn.
Wow.
And how to place themselves out there in the job force as a result of that introduction." And Jim, I had the biggest smile on my face. Not only do we love our neighbors, the Tarbuttons, but just putting those two Marines together, one retired, one hopefully to retire in a few years, and know that good things came from it. I mean, I
powerful just things happen when you put
chill down my spine, buddy.
Yeah.
And also a shout out to Dan Caporel for all his great work for Hire Our Heroes.
Well, there's so many things going on right out there right now. I'm so happy that we're doing this now. You know, I'm from the Vietnam era, and in the 70s, it was pretty rough being part of the military. And I'm so glad that America has finally got its head screwed on straight about the men, our men and women in the military, and how to appreciate them.
It's funny you say that, because, you know, we grew up around the same time, and you contrast, you know, general social views and efforts towards our veterans when we were kids versus today. And today is way better than back then.
There's no question. And I appreciate
people. I'm so happy for that.
I appreciate Americans not only thanking people who are in service now and who have been in the last few years, but I'm hearing more and more people when they meet someone who is from the earlier eras, the earlier conflicts and wars, thanking them for their service. And more and more people are doing that. And I'll tell you, it's long overdue for the men and women who served in Vietnam. I'll tell you that.
And I'll tell you something else. You know, I know we're coming up on the end of the hour, but for all the small business owners who serve others, I mean, obviously veterans, emergency responders, our police and fire force, I mean, I'm not lumping what I'm about to say in the same category because you all are at a whole nother level. Yeah. But, you know, yesterday we had a small pipe bust, and, you know, our local plumber was here within an hour to help us out. And everybody who serves another, you know, in whatever way you serve and in whatever way you're dedicated, I want to applaud you on this Christmas Day, and I want to thank you on this Christmas Day. And, you know, we all serve each other in some fashion. And,
well said.
You know, it's, you know, that plumber may not be putting his life at risk, but he sure helped my day out and made my Christmas better.
And didn't have to.
Right.
And that's what we celebrate. And I agree with you. Thank you for pointing that out. We celebrate here. Of course, Andrew, as you know, we celebrate small business heroes on this show every day. Hey, Andrew, thank you for being here. Good job. JonesDay.com, right?
JonesDay.com.
And the books, folks, all the books by Andrew Sherman. You got to go check that out on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Andrew, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2014 together. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. Don't go away. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.